And two. Here we go. And three, two, one. So we are here in Mountie Nation talking with Athletic Director Chris Galloway. Chris, thank you so much for the time here today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Love having you here.
So tell us a little bit about what we can expect with the fall sports schedule. What are some things that our listeners can look forward to with this season? Let's start off with football.
Well, what we can expect is a full season. You know,
yeah,
we can expect nine full games heading into the playoffs where we were a little short last year. But, you know, we're excited for a full schedule, athletes participating, fans in attendance. We're excited to host you, your families, and have our kids actively competing. You know, football kicks off next Friday. Mm-hmm. We do have a scrimmage here Thursday of this week, so we're excited. But, you know, it's just exciting to see our kids competing on a normal scale.
Yeah, COVID's going to cause, I'm sure, some issues this year, but nothing like what everybody experienced last year.
Absolutely, and I hope we never have to experience such a thing again.
Right.
We're eager to get the fans, get the kids rolling. They're working hard. They worked hard all summer, and you know, it's going to be a fun fall.
Tell me about the football team. I know we haven't really, you know, we've only seen practices so far, but tell me about the football team and what we can expect this
year. Well, we're hoping for an exciting offense, moving the ball. We have a senior quarterback with going on four years of experience. So we're hoping that Isaiah Grabauskas can lead us to a lot of positive yards, a lot of points. I know there's a lot of energy on that field day in and day out. So the numbers are a little bit lower than we would like, but I think we have a lot of good quality kids. They're going to make the games extremely competitive and fun to watch.
Volleyball this year, how's that looking?
Volleyball, they've had two stellar seasons the last two years, district champions into the regionals. And we're going to be a little bit younger, a little bit more, I'm going to say, inexperienced in the game situation, but I think we have a good group of young ladies that are going to compete day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. And some of the other sports during the fall, let's talk about cross country.
Absolutely. Numbers are up, which is always a good thing in cross country. And they're at camp as we speak.
Okay.
And so they're working hard, and you know, they're going to come back. And it's just good to see those kids out doing what you know, running the miles that I can't run, which
right.
is always a fun thing.
It's a hard sport. It's a hard sport.
It is a hard sport physically and mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about running 3.1 miles every day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
And well, the meets are the easy ones. It's the practices that are harder than the meets.
But they're working twice a day, and you know, I expect to see a lot of good improvements there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Absolutely.
We're talking a little bit about boys soccer.
Yep.
Looking forward to some positive things with the team this year.
Absolutely. We have a large nucleus of kids returning.
Uh-huh.
I expect them to be extremely competitive day in and day out. I expect them in the top half of the league minimum.
Right.
I think the sky's the limit for our boys soccer team this fall.
Message to the parents when they're coming out to football, when they're coming out to volleyball, what's the one thing you want the parents to bring with them as far as attitude-wise and leave the games with?
I want our parents to show up extremely happy that their kids are performing and extremely supportive of what we're doing and of what the coaches and their sons and daughters are doing. Just enjoy the time, enjoy the moment, because they're only in high school one time.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy those 4 years because they go by fast. And the more supportive and positive you can be, the better for everybody involved. Just enjoy the time.
And, you know, the seniors the last couple of years have not really had the senior year that they wanted. It's nice to see that, or a hope. We're hoping that the seniors this year are going to have the senior year they deserve.
Absolutely. We're crossing our fingers and we're hoping that they do get what they deserve. And, you know, and we'll do everything we can to give them the best experience that we can.
Anything that we didn't cover that you feel like our listeners should know about today?
Nope. I just, again, excited to get things rolling, get things, you know, for our fans, for our players, for the parents, for the community. Things get rocking and rolling starting tomorrow.
Right.
And once they go, they don't slow down.
Thank you very much. Athletic Director Chris Galloway here with us on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Awesome. Good deal.
All right.